Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston.
11, Houston, we're going to try to check out this ability to automatically reacquire on the S-band, and what we want to do is to secure our uplink carrier for about 30 seconds, then we will turn it back on and see if the spacecraft equipment will automatically reacquire. So if you do not get a call from us within about 3 minutes, that means we have not been able to reacquire, and request your assistance on a manual acquisition. Over.
Okay, we understand.
Levin Houston, we also appreciate if you will note the angles that the antenna tracks through in its attempt to reacquire. Over.
Roger, we'll do that.
Levin Houston, it looks like we're locked back up again with no delay. How does it look on board? Over.
Roger. The signal strength dropped very rapidly to zero, and the pitch and yaw in about 3 seconds moved toward 40 degrees pitch and 240 degrees yaw. Right now, they're setting on about 15 degrees pitch and about 265 degrees yaw. So they didn't move very far, about 30 degrees apiece. And then they picked right back on up again, over.
Roger. Some of the luckiest people in the background there. We copied your pitch and yaw angles. Houston, could you give us the location of your pitch and yaw location of your position indicators? Over.
Roger, they're at the same position as the antenna right now. Plus 15 degrees pitch and well, now wait a minute. I got them, got it at about 275 instead of 265.
Okay, thank you. Houston, we'd like to try the same procedure once more. We'll leave the carrier off a little longer and be back up for a call within 4 minutes. Over.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control, Houston. 85 hours, 17 minutes now into the flight Apollo 11. What you heard in the conversation between Owen Garriott and Buzz Aldrin was following a communications check in which we secured the uplink carrier for some 30 seconds and waited a given period of time, approximately 3 minutes, to see if the spacecraft would reacquire. We appeared to reacquire in fine form on this first test. We will repeat it, this test, a second time, delaying approximately 4 minutes before we place a call to Apollo 11. At 85 hours, 17 minutes, we currently read an altitude, spacecraft altitude of 56.1 nautical miles. Present velocity shows 5,367 feet per second. An apolune, 65 nautical miles. Paraloon, 54.4 nautical miles. Present weight in orbit remains a static 70,502 pounds. Present time in orbit, as shown on our displays, 1 hour, 58 minutes, 40 seconds. This is Apollo Control, Houston.
11 Houston, we're locked back up again. Can you give us a report on how the antenna behaves?
Roger, it was essentially identical with before. The pitch went to 40 to 45, and the yaw went to about 255 to 255, and then it rather quickly locked up at 15 degrees pitch and 270 yaw.
11 Houston, roger your angles, 45 and 255. Do I understand that as soon as the carrier dropped, it went to these angles, or did it only go to these angles after the uplink carrier was re-enabled and the antenna began to hunt to reacquire? Over.
Now, as soon as the carrier dropped off, well, it drifted over to those angles and stayed there. And then when it came back up again, hunted around for a while but didn't get any further off, gradually brought it on into the angles where it is right now, and then the signal strength would take several jumps as evidently it goes from wide to medium to narrow. Over.
11 Houston, understand, and on another subject, request you zero your optics for the night. Over.
Roger, zero.